guest on many times before, I do believe. We've had him on before, quite a while ago, I do believe.
Before me, I think.
I think so. Actually, maybe when you first started.
Could be when I first started. Yeah. When I was still, like, not really.
And he's quite the favorite on the station. And plus, you've played him quite a few times on the Nooner. I don't think there's a Nooner that's gone by throughout the week that you haven't played him.
Oh, no. He joins me in a Nooner at least once a week.
Yeah.
And it's usually the best Nooner of the week.
Yeah. I mean, it's good stuff. So,
Guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does. You know,
pleasure.
We don't normally have a lot of dance artists on Edge Radio.
Why?
I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
I don't know.
We've been having more of a variety lately, though. I've been trying to
mix it up. Well, you've been mixing it up. It's good. Yeah, it's all good.
Our hip-hop dudes.
Yeah.
I'm still working on my street creds.
Well, our next guest has actually won. He's had 21 consecutive top 10 smash singles on the dance charts. I am talking about Ernest Cole. Ernest, are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you? Oh, it's been a while.
I like how you're using these nice words.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I actually was laughing at some of the words you were using previously.
Uh-oh. I hate it when guests listen to the show.
What words was I using? I mean, don't repeat them, but you don't have to. Wow. See, well, you never know what you're going to get into, right? You're like, oh, I'm really going to be on this guy's show or what?
Oh, but God. I will agree with you on one thing, just as a little side note, and I'll probably get, you know, in such trouble for this. But I do think that straight men do envy other men.
Oh.
And so I will concur with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think so. Because, I know that there are kids that I grew up with that are straight to this very day that I kind of, like, tugged and pulled and head fooled around with a little bit. And they were curious. So, I mean, yeah, it's just a guy thing. So
curiosity's natural.
It is a guy thing. I mean, even, like, recently, and I know this is going to sound really, really lame, but late at night, I watch reruns. And I was watching a rerun of The Nanny. And little Brighton came in, and he's like, I've got a problem. I don't know what to do. It's a guy problem. And, you know, Fran says, well, what is it you can tell me? And he says, I'm small down there. And she did not get it, and she finally did get it. And so there it goes to show, on primetime television, they even state it.
Wow. See, you know, that's embarrassing, though. I wouldn't want to do that on, I mean, well, I guess.
I would never want to be known as that, number one.
No, exactly. Exactly.
And I'd never say it to Fran, because that laugh of hers, I would just kill her if
indeed,
she started laughing
right?
at me.
But that would be one embarrassing situation. But I've never had to deal with that in my life, so thank God.
Yeah. So you're packing, right, Ernest? I got to say, you're probably packing, right?
I've been God blessed.
Woo! See, I love that. I don't think I've ever asked a guest if they were packing or not.
My goodness.
Boy, am I just out of control tonight. I guess I must be.
And watch this be like one of the interviews that like the president of my label will be listening into. And I will get, you know, notes from this, you know. Paragraph notes. You are not allowed to say this. You are not.
Oh, I think this is like a wonderful selling point. I mean, Ernest Cole, he's packing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say you name the next album Packing.
we are working on the title of the next album, and there are so many titles right now, and we're leaning definitely toward one because it goes toward the concept, because most of my albums are concept albums, like this current one, Eternally. It's a double album, and which, by the way, just hit number one on the world charts. So
woo!
That's a really awesome thing. Like, so cool to be number one in the world. Not just the States, not just, like, the UK, but the world.
That's,
you know?
Very
so that's,
awesome.
Like, really awesome. Yeah. And at the same time, one of the singles off of it, Be Near Me, hit number one at the same time on U.S. radio, which was also very cool. So that's really cool.
That is.
Anyways, we are looking at the next title, and we've got so many ways, so many titles that we could go with, but each one would take us in a whole another direction. It's like, okay, if we go with that title, we're going down into this road, and that's going to be a whole other story. So, like, we've got, like, 8 albums worth of titles there.
You better get busy, just so you can use all the titles.
And, indeed, we are busy already. We've actually started work on the next album, if you can believe that one.
I'm telling you, the next one should be called Ernest Cole, I'm Packing.
And I got this concept for the cover art.
Can you send that to my graphic artists? Only because they were concerned that it looked a little bit too much when they got a photograph.
Really?
That it could be offensive.
My goodness.
To the general public.
Can I have a copy
and
of that
I
photograph?
Said, I want to go with it. You know, it's actually from a maxi single that's yet to be pulled off this new album, and we were going for something very classic. And a very, very extensive costume had to be rented for me. I don't want to tell you, I'll give away all the secrets about it. Had to be rented because the song actually comes from a new show that's coming to Broadway. So it had to be within the period piece and such. So when I got the costume, it was great. Everything was great. We got the session went magnificently, the photo shoot and everything. And I got the pictures back, and I looked at them, and I was like, oh, my God. Okay, well, I can go with it. So I sent them in, and you know how you always do on a proof sheet. You check the ones you like. Well, they were like, we're seeing everything real clear here.
I like that. Even seeing it.
That's how you sell albums. Did you tell them that is how you sell albums?
Sex sells.
It does.
Well, I kind of said, you know, it's done in a classic way, and sex sells. And if you're going to look at this picture and just look at my beep beep, I don't know what to tell you. And, you know, the song is a great romantic song, so I don't know what to say.
See, now that what you've described as that picture would go perfect on the album cover concept I have for you. You take a picture like that with your junk clearly outlined in your trousers, with you holding a cardboard box like you're moving, full of sausages. It's kind of like the Beatles' Baby Butcher album cover.
Ah.
Controversial. Artistic.
Can I use that line? Because the president of my label, Mr. Jeffrey Collins, a famous EMG, UMG, discovered the Beatles.
There you
Get
go.
Out.
Really?
So I could just throw it right back at him.
Oh, dude. Use it, please. Because that was such a controversial album cover, but it's an album cover that's remembered.
Joke titles that we have been throwing around. But, you know, we still have yet, I would say, at least 7 or 8 months pulling in singles off this album. Because, as I said, the next maxi single is already completely finished. And it is a double maxi single. And there are 26 remixes on it.
Wow.
By the top remixers of everywhere today. And in every different genre. So we want to please every single type of DJ there is. So they can't say, oh, well, we can't play this because it's not a energy record, or it's not a circuit record, or it's not a house record, or it's not a techno record. You know what I mean? There's something for everyone. And we went to great expense and great extreme and took a long time putting this next project together. And when you see the list of names, you're going to go, whoa. And I'm very proud of it. And that's going to be released at the top of the year, right at the top of 2011. And then they're pulling the song from the Broadway show, and then I have another song on the new album, Eternally, that is from an upcoming feature film with 2 A-list stars, so that's pulled. And then the president of my label is taking the title cut, Eternally, which has already been picked up on radio, which is a ballad, believe it or not, which is quite strange for me because this has been one of the rare times I've been allowed to sing a ballad. You know, I've done ballad intros, but this is a complete ballad. They actually requested it to be remixed dance. So that's where we're at.
Oh, so they took a ballad that you did and they remixed it?
We are in the process of doing it with some of the top remixers in the world, including the creator of disco, Tom Moulton.
Ooh.
Wow. Now, say, how does that go about? Like, how does that happen? So you have a song.
Basically, what we really try to do is just give them the vocal parts.
Okay.
And let them go and completely, and this is what I also try to do with some of them. I work directly with them, but sometimes it's better when you've been working on the song so much, you get kind of locked to a certain sound, to just give it to the remixer and let them create their sound on it. And it comes back and it's a whole nother vision that you never even expected to hear. And that's what's so cool, because you would not think of doing it. And it's fresh, it's got an edge to it, it's wonderful, and it sounds often like another song.
So you normally just, when you normally record a new song, though, is it just, you record more than just the vocal piece, right? You record your own version of it.
Oh, say again?
You record your own version of it, and then, you know, they take the vocal pieces later.
I also am one of the producers and writers on a lot of my records, so I oftentimes will be in the studio right there from day one, writing the song and laying the parts with my co-producers. But there are certain occasions where a track will just be sent to me, or a very rough version of the track, say with some of my producers around the world. And I've worked with currently with people in the UK, Australia, Singapore, you name the country, Canada, and they just send me a basic version of the track. I sing the vocals, we put in the backing vocal arrangements to them. We might add some parts, then send it back to them, and they finish the production and the remix.
Oh, okay.
But, do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's a little weird because you might only be doing it. There was one point on this album, and this was really, really hard on one song. I had to sing most of the song just to a foot drum without any chords or anything. So that was really difficult.
That sounds like it was
yeah.
easy to do.
You know what I mean? I had no tonal things going on, so it was like, whoa.
You got to really know how to stay on key.
Well, I also really work very hard on preparing before I get in the studio, which also saves time and a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the other thing is when you get into the studio, you really need to know that piece of music. Because you have to, it's almost like you're about to run a marathon. You wouldn't just go run a marathon tomorrow morning. You know what I mean? You need to train into it. So after the song is written, I then kind of divorce myself from being the writer or the producer or the arranger, and I become the singer. And all I do is I will spend like 2 to 2.5 hours a day vocalizing and matrixing, is what it's called, the song into my muscles of my voice, and learn that song inside and out. So when I'm there in the booth recording, I can actually give you an extra performance and not have to worry about my craft or technique. That craft and technique and also physicality is already in my muscles. And also you don't get as tired. So you can sing for 4 hours or so and do your own backing vocals and get everything done very quickly.
Well, you do have one of those unique voices, because we've got a pretty big collection of you in our library, and, you know, that's available
for
requests.
Which I've got to thank you for. And Annie, I got to thank you for playing me on the Nooner, because, you know, sometimes I'll come home on I think it's a Friday, and you just feel down sometimes. It's like, and, you know, I'll click on Facebook or I'll see this thing and I'll say, Nooner, and it just cheers me up. It just brightens my day.
Oh, good. Well, I love hearing that.
Thank you. And, you know, your station has supported me so much. I'm thrilled by you guys. I'm glad you exist.
Oh, well.
I'm glad someone is.
I think that's the first time I've heard that.
No, really.
That's awesome.
I mean, Viz, you're amazing. And also, there's another person that's on your station who is so amazing as well, and that's Davis.
Oh, well, I totally agree with that one.
Okay? Totally.
I love me the Davis.
Is he killer or what? And what about Bill? Bill is a knockdown, drop dead, fall on the floor, roll over, and get up again.
Yeah. We've got a lot of good people on our staff, and I really am proud of everybody. And
they're really smart about picking their choices of music. I mean, it's really intelligent songs that they pick, the mixes they pick. They use their brains. It's not like, okay, I'm going to play the one that every single station's playing or what's, you know, playing in the disco, blah, blah, blah. They think about what's going to work in their show, and they play it because it will work, not because it's popular at the time.
Well, we want to thank you guys for producing. I mean, there is a very large pool, actually, of talented GLBT artists out there, and I am always shocked every day, every week, when we get new submissions, and it's just amazing.
Since I've started working at the station, it has opened up a whole new world for me musically. All these fabulous things that I was missing, because some of them don't really make it out of the community as much as I feel they ought to.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find so unfortunate. I get upset about this. That's kind of one of my pet peeves. I consider myself very lucky because I started very, 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 very young, and I got signed very young, and I'm very happy to have the fans and DJs that have followed me through the years. But a lot of these people can't get signed. I mean, there was a point where I was sat down and told, if I said I was gay, the contract was gone. And that was so hard to live with. And nowadays, it's different than that. But there's still not as big of an open door. And another thing, I know I'm going to get flack for this one, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I think, especially at gay prides, we should be using our gay and lesbian talent.
I hear you.
We should be receiving the same amount of pay and billing as those straight acts that these promoters and what do you call the people that give money to produce them, like, you know, big companies,
sponsors,
thank you, mm-hmm. Give in. Because, okay, we need to be showcased, and that's what you should come to a gay pride for, to see our excellent gay and lesbian talent, because they really are there. But a lot of times, they get pushed, you know, into the way small, bad, little bad spots.
The gazebo.
I was just thinking that.
The gazebo is what they call it here in...
Thank you. What a great word. Okay? No, or they get put on, and then when it comes to where the main lineup comes up, and I'm thankful that my management stands up for me and says, no, 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 no. Either he's going to be in the main lineup or he ain't playing. Excuse me for using the word ain't. There goes another one.
Perfectly valid word.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then ain't.
Ain't sure is a word.
Okay. Well, there. Okay. But I get very upset when I see these straight acts getting paid these huge amount of dollars, and they're pocketing it, and I do think the gay dollar should be kept in the gay pocket.
Yep, I hear you, and that's what we support too. Because we're also hopefully here in the next few months, we're going to be collecting music and asking a lot of the GLBT musicians and acts out there to submit music to us, because we are going to be releasing our first compilation CD. We're going to feature about 15 artists, and we're going to have people submit their music.
I did hear something about this.
Yeah.
And this greatly interests me. Yeah. And if you would like to talk privately about that, I would really greatly like to speak with you about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, when we move forward with it, then we'll be in contact.
Because this is something I know my label, Famous EMG, UMG, which stands for Universal Music Group, would be very interested in.
Okay. All right. Yeah, when we're moving forward with it, we'll be in contact.
Because we feel very strongly about this. Very passionately about it, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, if it's any consolation, too, I don't know if you had actually heard that one of the prides actually had Lady Gaga performing, and they were terribly disappointed because she actually got booed off the stage, but she was not performing really a lot of the Lady Gaga hits, but she thought she would go out and swing it with just... You know, because she's used to doing these big performances in these big arenas and, you know, theatrics and all that stuff. And she was just at this Pride, and she did acoustic sets and kind of things on her own. And they weren't expecting her to do that. And they booed her, which I thought was horrible. I mean, you don't do that also, but...
Well, they do expect the A game, though. You
right.
don't just bring a carpet bag just because, oh, well, it's
right. Well, that's true too. But I do agree with you, Ernest, that they do need to support more gay musicians because we play so many, and there are a lot of songs and a lot of bands and a lot of groups and a lot of musicians that just have such great quality music. And I'm very, very surprised that a lot of them have not been picked up and are played more often on mainstream radio. But you know. That's what we're here for, is to turn people on to new music and to get that out there and to support each other as a community.
And I've got to tell you, you are making a difference. I get emails all the time. I heard you on QFM, Q Nation FM, and I love your song, blah, 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 blah. I purchased it, and that makes me feel great. I mean, it's such a wonderful thing you're doing. You're actually really giving back to the community musically, which is something I don't think a lot of stations do. I think they worry about commercial viability, but they don't worry about what their actual reasoning of doing things are for.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making a difference.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words.
Too much in this industry is about the bottom line and the money.
Yeah.
I hope there's a resurgence of the independent musicians, because those are the ones I support. Those are the CDs I buy. And when you're on a big, huge record company, I think twice about buying it, because a lot of the artist's money is going to the record company people.
Yes and no. I mean, because I'm on a major label, but yes, you do have to follow rules. And yes, you do have to follow protocol. But if you're going to work any job, you're going to have to follow rules and protocol. But if you can open those doors enough that A&R department is going to see that you can make money for that label and how talented you really are and that you can sell product, then you will be signed. But you have to go in and show them. They won't sign you unless you're proven. I do know that much right now.
Yeah.
And it's so saddening to me. Where years ago, you had a great song, you did not need a proven record. You know, when I started, I just was like, I actually was doing vocals for somebody else, and they put my name on them, and they became huge hits.
Mm-hmm.
Word got out. And when I got out of that contract, the next day my manager had four record contracts for me that I walked into, and that was 3 days after I graduated high school.
Nice.
So that was so cool.
So you could have been the man behind Milli Vanilli. Girl, you know it's true. I love you. Hey.
I did not work with... I've not worked with Milli Vanilli. You know, I don't really want to cut people's acts, or you know, I don't want to say bad things about things, but it was a little bit shocking that they did get as far as they got.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although it has been done in history. And I was so upset at the time when I found out. And now some of these songs, I know at least one major one of these songs is a huge classic. And people don't even really realize it's me until I start singing.
Oh.
And the actual person who put their name on it can't sing it at all, and just recently tried to put out a record, and everybody was and pulled old tracks of mine up and then tried to put his voice in next to mine, and it totally proved my case. Like, thank you, God.
That sounds like the Linda McCartney tapes.
Oh, well, we won't go there. we won't go there. May she rest in peace. May she rest in peace.
I know. I know.
Settle down.
God love her.
All right.
I don't think she could carry a tune in a bucket.
No. Okay, Ernest, thank you so much for checking in. Where can people get your album?
It's available on almost any online distributor anywhere in the world because, you know, I am with the Universal Music Group. iTunes has the new album. It's a double album. It's called Eternally. It is number one in the world. And again, I have to say that. I'm so proud of it.
You should be.
It's on Famous EMG, UMG. And you can also find it at fine record stores throughout the globe.
All right. And do you have a website people can go to?
Yes, I do. www.ernestcole.com. And I also want to say that there is a number one single off of it right now, Be Near Me, which is a maxi single as well as When You Dream.
Oh, well, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us today. And best of luck with you and your new album and your new songs coming out. And, hopefully we'll have you back on in the future.
Why, thank you. And I just want to say thank you again for existing, because without you, artists like me could not exist.
You're so very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Ernest.
Thank you, Annie.
And you know, Ernest,
keep doing what you're doing, please.
Ernest, I love you.
Yeah. I adore you both. I think you're just both just the toast of Mayfair.
See, he didn't just say thank you.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. I'm really taking that to heart.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being.
Oh, making me blush now.
I'm all tingly and warm and fuzzy feeling now.
Uh-oh. She's going to cry. All right. Thank you, Ernest.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Well, keep up the great work, because you make us all proud.
And you too.
Yes.
Okay. I love you all.
Love you too.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.